We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, January 28th. After a favorable schedule to begin Pac-12 conference play, the road now gets a little tougher for the Colorado Buffaloes. That's road is in 7 of the last 11 regular season games in enemy territory, beginning with this week's swing through Los Angeles. The Buffaloes play at UCLA on Thursday night, then head across town to the Galen Center on Saturday for a matchup with USC. Head coach Tad Boyle last night on Buffs Prime Time at Corelli's in Boulder says his veteran team is learning to be more self-motivating game in and game out.
It's hard, you know, over the course of a college basketball season, 31 games to you know, to have a Newt Rockne speech and get your guys, you know, frothing at the mouth. It just does. So sometimes the game has to do that, and sometimes you have to do that, and sometimes the players have to just do that themselves.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's nice about having a veteran basketball team is they should be able to do that on a regular basis.
And we, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we talk, you know, I ask our guys all the time, you guys want to be pros.
Yeah.
Well, when you become a pro, You get up every day and go to work. You get up every day and go do your job. And so part of this is you learning how to do that yourself, not relying on a coach or, you know, the newspaper or social media or whatever to kind of get you fired up for it. You got to do that yourself.
By the way, after the two wins of the Washington schools last weekend, the Buffs have moved up to number 20 in the AP poll this week, 21 in the coaches poll, and through the games of Sunday night, CU is 17th in the net rankings. But next up, the Buffs are back on the road in L.A., where Thursday night they'll battle UCLA in Westwood. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network gets underway at 8:30 Mountain Time with Buffs warm-up presented by Safeway. Then we'll tip it off between the Buffs and Bruins just after 9 o'clock Mountain Time. The game airs in Denver on KOA Colorado, 850 AM and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs prep for La La Land, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, the CU women's basketball team coming off a big weekend in the Bay Area where they lost in overtime to number 6 Stanford last Friday night before topping Cal by 12 on Sunday. Buffs are now 14-5 in the season. J.R. Payne's team growing up fast in this, her fourth year at the helm, and the head coach says this team's a joy to coach.
Yeah, I mean, really fun. It's just, I tell people all the time, even on our bad days, they're good days.
Yeah.
You know, because we just have an incredible group of young women. They challenge each other, support each other. They're competitive. They coach each other. It's just every day is fun.
And that's something you can't take for granted. I mean, right. Nice chemistry on a team is not always guaranteed.
It's not. No, absolutely not. Especially at this high level of competitiveness. But no, we've got a lot going on right now that's good.
The Buffs this week host Oregon State on Thursday at the Event Center before battling Oregon in Boulder on Saturday. And for the third consecutive season, the SEA lacrosse team is ranked in the Intercollegiate Women's Lacrosse Coaches Association preseason poll, which came out on Monday afternoon. The Buffs were picked 18th after finishing the 2019 season with an 11-8 record, which included an 8-2 mark to finish second of the Pac-12 conference. SEA also advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament for the second straight year. Colorado opens up the 2020 campaign on Saturday, February 8th at number 14 Florida down in Gainesville. The Buffs will have a little break before their home opener against Harvard on Friday, February 21st. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.